Good morning, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Bircher. I'm guiding transforming that codependency to confidence, belonging, self-worth, and purpose and satisfaction that comes into your life as you become more of who you truly be. Now, you might notice if you've been watching all these episodes consecutively, I've got the same shirt on. That's because I'm filming these all on the same day. So I'm prepped for my daughter's national volleyball qualifier tournaments over the next several weeks. So adventure there. Today we're going to be, before we get to today, enrollment in the Nurture course that starts March 17th. That's this coming Sunday. You got today, tomorrow, and then Friday, and that's it. So make sure if you're on the fence, either reach out to me via email or comment below. I'll get right back to you. But enrollment closes Friday, class starts Sunday, and this course is all about healing that codependency. It does help heal codependency, but it's actually focused specifically on healing loneliness and emptiness and helping you build a greater sense of belonging, warmth, and connection in your world. It's 10 weeks long. Let's jump in on that. It's going to directly relate to nurturing your needs because that is how we build a sense of connection, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of warmth, a sense of belonging, because those are fundamentally the expressions of fulfilled needs. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What is a need? How do we fulfill it? So a need, first of all, is a hunger. All needs are somatic. They're felt. They talk in our body. They capture our attention with a desire, with a hunger, with a yearning, with an impulse of, I want that, I need that. That's how needs talk. They talk from within our body. So if we're not connected with our body, thanks to trauma, thanks to neglect, those kind of things, then it's going to be hard to know what we really want and need. Now, in my work, we focus on, in the Nurture course, we focus on 10 specific core emotional needs. And when we have these needs met regularly and routinely, we experience a deep sense of contentment, belonging, and well-being in ourselves because they're all interconnected or interdependent needs. Because I'll work on what I call the triangle of connection, which is you to yourself, you to others, and others to you. These are three basic movements that we're always doing with each other, and this is how needs become known and fulfilled in our world. So how on earth do we actually fulfill a need? First, we got to recognize that we have a need. We got to know the signals that a need gives us when it is depleted, empty, or it's becoming depleted. Now, we have good, solid connections with this most of the time. You know when you're hungry most of the time. You know maybe when you're sleepy. You might know when you're lonely, things like that. These are core needs talking to you. I need attention. I need validation. I need protection. I need shelter, sustainment, provision, things like that. So it's our body that's telling us that we have these needs. That's the beauty of it. In the Nurture course and all my courses, we work on attunement, which means I'm becoming more aware of what I think and feel and what my body's telling me. And then from there, I can communicate my need because I'm aware of it. Ooh, I have this need for attention right now. Okay, what kind of attention do I want? Ooh, I want some deeper connection. I want some a little more intimate, fulfilling connection with someone a little more special. Okay, so do I have that person in my life? No. Okay, well, maybe it's time to go out and build that with someone. So that might be where dating comes in, or if it's a platonic connection, you know, connecting more with a particular friend, building that out there, things like that. This is how we acknowledge our need and then go out and fulfill it. We act towards another person. So internally, I'm like, me to myself, I'm like, oh, I have a need for more intimate connection. I evaluate my community and see whom I can possibly generate that with. It means I'm moving towards another person. That's you to other movement. And then that person will respond to that. And that's like, oh, yes or no. Or does this experience even work for us? This is the magic of meeting our needs. So how we meet our needs depends on us understanding what that need is and how it gets met, meaning what kind of behaviors, activities, and experiences give a sense of fulfillment to that need. Because again, needs are not intellectual, they're somatic, which means they the fulfillment of the need is done through experiences. And if we're going to have those experiences that fulfill our need, we need to be connected with people, places, and things that can provide that for us in a way that works for us and works for them. And that's where we get compatibility and healthy reciprocity. So basically, how you fulfill a need is by knowing what it is, what experiences it needs, and then connecting it to people, places, and things that provide that kind of experience. And voila, you start getting more and more fulfilled in your need. Now, that simple model can feel very complex when we're dealing with trauma, we're dealing with neglect, we're dealing with the fact that we don't even know what our need is or how it works. This is where the Nurture Course can come in and help you understand what those needs are, how they work for you, and then begin looking at and evaluating your community and seeing opportunities there to experience more fulfillment of those needs you have in your life. That's the magic here. We can heal by nurturing our needs, and by nurturing our needs, we heal our connection to ourselves and to others. So that's what I'm going to help you construct and begin building into your world and begin experiencing in your world in the Nurture Course. You can come join us March 17th for the live classes. If you want to do this on demand or on your own, you can click the link, get enrolled, and then you can take the classes at your own pace. They'll always be available for you there. My friends, that is today's episode. This is how we start getting our needs met, is by understanding what our need is, how it works, and what experiences it needs to be fulfilled, and then connecting ourselves to people, places, and things that provide those experiences. So, there you go. Go gently, my friends, with this work. This is big work. This is hard work. This is not an easy thing we do. Remember to praise and appreciate yourself, because that fills the need, or that fulfills or nurtures the need for validation and trusting yourself. So go gently, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for watching this episode. And you want more episodes like this, check out the recommended video above. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you're ready to take the leap and heal your codependency, check out my workshop linked below on how to heal codependency permanently. Then you can understand how I help you restore safety, connection, and worth in your life, and how that liberates you from your codependency and empowers you in creating the relationships, the satisfaction, fulfillment you want in your life. Check that out below. Thank you again for showing up, guys. Bye-bye.